This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
There's a movement accelerating now, people walking away from the Democrat Party. It's called Walk Away, hashtag Walk Away. And this is happening especially among gay white men, but not just white, gay African-American men and gay women as well. Why is this happening? There are some very compelling videos, very viral videos on this subject right now. Why is this happening? That's the topic of this podcast. And I also, as a Trump supporter and someone who voted for Trump, and I even published Trump.news, I want to welcome gay people to the Trump, the Trump advocacy movement. It's not about Trump himself. We're not cult of personality people. We never worship an individual. But we do honor policies, and we honor individual liberty and choice, including the choice to be gay. And even though I'm a heterosexual, you know, I've been married for over 25 years. My wife is a legal immigrant from Taiwan. Even though I'm not gay, I support the rights of people to decide, you know, how they wish to live their lives, your own private life, or who you want to live with, or even who you want to marry. And I've been very consistent in that view because it's a libertarian point of view. Now, I understand that there are evangelicals who support Trump, who are very strongly opposed to gay lifestyles. And, of course, I respect their opinion as well, their right to express their opinion, their right to free speech, and so on. I simply look at this as a libertarian social issue in the same way that I believe people should be free to worship as they please, to express their religious beliefs. I also believe that people should be free to love whomever that they choose to love, you know, as long as it's not a pedophilia situation, obviously. You know, an adult, two adults consenting in love, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't matter what gender they are, right? That's not my concern. I mean, I'm a libertarian on this issue, and so are most Trump supporters. And you're going to find, and when I say you, I mean, now I'm speaking to those who are gay, gay individuals or gay couples, and you're thinking about maybe walking away from the Democrat Party, as others are doing, and you're wondering, you know, you've been told that the Trump supporters are anti-gay bigots. Well, you've been lied to. You've been lied to. You've been told that Trump supporters are a bunch of KKK haters and Nazis. You've been lied to. The real Nazis are the brown shirts, like the Antifa terrorists on the radical left, and the real intolerance now is coming from leftists. And proof of that is the fact that they are now attacking you. If you're a gay, let's say you're a gay white man, you are under attack now because you're white and because you're a man. The left always eats its own. You can never go far enough on the extreme left to comply with the latest demands of leftists. This is something that gay men and women are waking up and realizing all across America. You can never conform enough to radical leftism because the rules keep changing. The goalposts are being constantly moved. You know, 10 years ago, just being gay was enough. Now, if you're white and gay, they don't want you in their movement. And we've even seen this. We've seen articles. We've seen tweets. We've seen people in videos saying they don't want white men, to, you know, white gay men to be part of the liberal movement because they talk about, you know, white supremacy, and they talk about men being bad, and two men together, that must be double bad, they say, because, oh my God, you know, men are bad, and women should be in charge, and white people are bad, and there's white privilege, and just because you're gay, they say, that's not enough for them anymore. So the fact that you're gay no longer qualifies you for the narrow window of shifting tolerance of the left that you can never really keep up with because, frankly, it's insane. It's totally insane. And also, even just about the whole point of being gay, the left-wing philosophy makes no sense because being gay or being straight is a personal choice. And this is widely recognized by, you know, people who are Trump supporters and people who are libertarian-oriented. You want to be gay? That's your deal. You can be gay. You want to be straight? That's fine. you were gay 5 years ago, now you want to be straight. That's your choice too. Or you've been straight and now you're gay. That's your choice too. You see? You can decide. You can have different life experiences. Your preferences might change, or you might discover who you are now and be surprised because that's not who you thought you were 10 years ago. Who knows? But the left now says, liberals say, you're born gay. You were born gay and you don't have a choice. And the way we know this is because they are now criminalizing counselors in California that offer therapy to gay individuals who are realizing that they're not gay and they want some therapy help to transition into a non-gay lifestyle. I forgot the name of this therapy, but there's a name for it. It's a certain kind of therapy. And California is outlawing this therapy. Now, if you're a therapist and you want to help a straight person become gay or transition into a gay lifestyle, that's legal in California. You just can't help a gay person become a straight person. That's illegal. So think about that, how the government of California is engaged in gay tyranny, where they do not want you to have a choice of not ever being gay, and they will criminalize, essentially they will have thought crimes in California. They will criminalize a licensed therapist talking to you about your homosexuality versus heterosexuality or transitioning, things like that. Think about that. That's the left. They despise you having a choice, whereas Trump supporters and libertarians respect your choice and protect your choice. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me where, you know, the left says, think about it. They say that your gender, let's talk about transgenderism for a second. They say that gender can be changed at any moment. So if you're born a biological man, they say you can change into a woman. And if you're born a biological woman, they say, well, you can change into a man. And also they say you can change back. You can change back at any moment. You can decide, in fact, moment to moment, what gender you wish to be. And it doesn't have to be a man or a woman. It could be 57 different genders, right? This is the philosophy of the left now. But they say that your gayness is not a choice. That you being gay, you were born that way. And even if you change your mind, that's going to be criminalized through, you know, criminal therapy, criminalization of therapy by the state of California, because they say you can never decide not to be gay. I mean, it's insane, but you can decide to be a biological woman if you're born a biological man, but you can't decide your preferences in a partner? Really? You can't change your mind? Really? See, the left has become tyranny. The left has become bigotry. The left has become intolerant. And that's why people are walking away, especially gay people. And gay couples are realizing that they're actually finding more tolerance and more reason and rationality among Trump supporters. For example, you know, I have friends who are gay, a gay couple that are friends of mine. And I've mentioned them a couple times before. Very intelligent, very bright individuals, fun to be around, tons of fun. Wish they would move to Texas. And why are we friends? Why do we get along? Because, again, they know that me being a Trump supporter, I don't negatively judge them for being gay. That's just simply who they are. They happen to be very bright, very well-educated, very informed. And I bet you, I don't know what their politics are exactly, but I bet you they're going to walk away from any Democrat leanings because they see the bigotry and the intolerance and the hatred of the left. They see that now, you know, being white, and both of these guys are white, being white males who are gay now gets you targeted for hatred and intolerance by liberals. So, I mean, that says everything right there. And even if you're, let's say, black and gay, one day that won't be enough either. You can never appease the left because the intolerance and the tyranny and the insanity keeps going down this crazy crap hole of delusion and mental illness. You can never quite keep up with it, no matter how hard you try. I mean, I guess at some point you have to be, I don't know, put them all together. You got to be like, you got to be an illegal immigrant, transgender, what else do they pile on here? You got to be female. You have to be dark skinned, perhaps from Honduras, with a screaming child that's an illegal alien, and also be transgender. And the child has to be transgender, and only then are you okay. I mean, it's going to come to a point like that where you have to check off all these boxes. It's not enough to be who you are anymore. It's not enough to just be a gay white man in America. You have to be all this other stuff now to be acceptable to the deranged lunatic left. Truth is, Trump supporters accept you for who you are. Trump supporters judge you simply based on your philosophy. Do you believe in individual liberty? Do you believe that the government should get out of our lives and let us live as individuals and choose to do the things that we want to do? For the most part, I mean, we all agree with government regulation on polluters and things like that, and, you know, level playing field for Wall Street and, you know, financial things. But the government should get out of our lives and leave us alone and let us live our lives and let us launch businesses if we wish, or invent things or innovate or love whoever we want to love. And that's what Trump supporters actually believe. That's why under Trump, the U.S. Senate has now decriminalized hemp farming across America. Trump is in favor of complete ending prohibition of cannabis for medical uses. We're going to see the DEA delist CBD from Schedule 1. That's coming in 90 days or less, I've been told. We have Trump bringing freedom and liberty back to America. And if you want to be part of that liberty movement, then you need to walk away from Democrats, because Democrats are deranged, and they're violent, they're lunatics, and they're intolerant bigots. And this is now being realized by more and more people who used to be part of the Democrat tribe. They're walking away. Hashtag walk away. And by the way, join my video website, real.video, where we welcome a gay video commentary. You know, it doesn't matter if you're gay or not, but if you want to have a channel that talks about what it's like to be a pro-liberty gay person in America, we would totally welcome that. We would love to have a channel like that. So join up on real.video. And by the way, there might be other videos on there that criticize people for being gay. You know, that's part of the public conversation. So you need to, you know, you post your videos and shout them down if you want. You know, just say, look, stop being stupid. This is a free world. We've got liberty. People are free to be whatever they want to be. You know, in terms of their preference or their personal relationships or their private lives and so on. That's what we believe in at Real.Video, liberty. So, and if you're gay, you're welcome on Real.Video. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find
just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.